You're listening to the Primetime Roundup Podcast. And now here's your host, Walker.
All right, welcome back, Game of Thrones fans. It is episode 41 of the Primetime Roundup Podcast, where we talk all about TV, but let's be honest, we're only talking about one show today.
Yep.
I am your host, the White Walker, alongside TV fan, expert, enthusiast, and the bastard son of Rhaegar Targaryen.
Not so bastard anymore.
It's the Moose, Rick Hammond.
What's up, man?
I don't have a shiny new intro for you, Abby.
That's okay. I'm just Abby.
Yeah, we didn't have any cool new nicknames this week. That was one thing that this episode was lacking.
Right. Yeah.
All right, let's jump right into it because I know, Abby, there's something that you've been wanting to talk about all week long. Actually, you have been talking about it all week long, and that is Jon Snow's butt. So the floor is yours.
Well, the most important part of the episode on Sunday, and potentially of the whole series, was Jon Snow's butt, which actually broke the internet more than Kim Kardashian, I would say. I've seen it all week, like memes with his butt on different places. I saw a cartoon and it was like the finale and it was just a picture of Jon Snow's butt.
Okay, well, I'm glad you covered that topic because I was afraid I wouldn't have anything to add there.
Does the Moose or want to weigh in on anything?
I was hoping that we would touch on that because I certainly didn't want to be the one to bring it up.
So. Jon Snow's butt was the real star of the show, the real MVP. That's all.
Pretty sure I was looking at something else in that scene, but we don't have to go into that. Look,
maybe that's why 30 million people watched that episode.
Right.
Speaking of nudity, Jon and Dany finally get together. He comes and knocks on her door late at night. And then we find out that they're related. I mean, we already knew, but it was confirmed by Bran and Sam.
Can you send one of those ravens that doesn't have to deal with time and speed and be like, yo, that's your aunt. Don't go in there.
I know. I'm like, I feel like for all he sees and knows, he should have seen that. And like, they're like, hey, man, hold on.
The scene where they're talking about it and mm-hmm. Bran is like, we have to let Jon know about this as soon as possible. I'm like, yeah, he could have used this information like an hour ago.
Right.
Because he done messed up now.
Well, and the other funny part is when Sam was talking to him about that, I was like, Sam is probably the only man who's ever listened to his wife while doing other things and actually taken that information in.
Oh, he actually remembered that. All that about him like not paying attention to her. And he actually remembered what she said.
About the stairs and the annulment. Yeah, he was so frustrated, but he remembered every word. He recalled it pretty quickly.
He did, word for word.
Like, oh, wait a minute. This is important. She's not just crazy. Is there any chance that Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen have a baby?
I think maybe a werewolf dragon mix, kind of weird thing.
One queen that is pregnant via incest was not enough on this show, so. I don't know, Moose, what do you think? Is that an option? Because they did a little foreshadowing, if you remember. Early in the episode, Jon was like, well, why do you think you can't have kids? And she's like, well, an old witch told me. And he's like, well, maybe she's not a reliable source.
Right.
yeah, that was his flirting.
Right, that's the weirdest flirting I've ever seen.
Is this possible that we've got little Targaryens running around?
Oof. Again, I kept waiting for, like, you know, I thought they were going to be a little more subtle with this. Like, you know, shut the door and then maybe we can just think all through the offseason. Did they or didn't they? But no, they did.
No, they did. It was pretty clear.
So like, yeah.
So it's like, okay. Well, you know, they made it very clear they're related and they made it very clear that they didn't know that.
I feel like they're going to end up on an episode of Montel Williams or something. Like, I had sex with my aunt.
Jon Snow, you are?
So why was Tyrion giving him the side eye the whole time? Like, he seemed like he was just standing outside their room, like, sneering. What's his problem with this relationship?
Well, I wondered if he knew. I was going to ask that. Does he know? I mean, he used to be the outsider guy. He's read a lot. Did he know this? Has he read something? You know, he might have known a long time ago Jon Snow was the true heir and didn't want to tell.
Also, since he's the advisor, it's going to put him in a weird spot because he likes both of them. And so I feel like he's like, oh, no. And then also you had mentioned, Walker, about the succession. And he was worried about who's going to be next. You said, like, maybe he doesn't want there to be babies in the picture.
Yeah, because maybe he had other things in mind for the throne mm-hmm. after she died.
I don't know. I also am thinking she wants power. She is power thirsty. Jon doesn't really want power,
right.
But he's the true heir now. So once she finds out, that is not going to be good. I don't know. I don't think she would do this, yeah. But if she's like, oh, it's not his baby or, you know, like whatever, yeah. Tyrion knows now. So at least one other person knows.
Oh, that's true.
I don't think Jon really wants anything to do with it. I don't
right.
think
right.
he wants to be king of the North.
Yeah, and if he came at her with a power play, I mean, we know what she does to her enemies. She
yeah.
burns them alive.
Right. So. Well, and
you might want to stay out of the way.
Yeah. My boyfriend thinks they're just going to get married. He's like, then they're king and queen anyway. I'm like, well, who's in charge? He's like, doesn't matter. They're king and queen. I'm like, okay.
It never works that way on this show, though.
Uh-uh.
Everybody wants power on this show. And one of the people that was most interested in power is no longer with us. Rest in peace, Littlefinger.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, I was completely stunned when she said, how do you plead to the charges before you, Lord Baelish? And I'm like, no!
No way, really? No, I saw that coming a mile away.
Oh, shocked, I tell you.
I thought that Sansa was Arya. Like, I thought that she stole her face, so I was like, something weird's happening here, but that wasn't true.
No, when Sansa was talking to Littlefinger about bringing charges on Arya, I knew it. I knew it right then. I was like,
yeah.
They are going to turn this on him. They have got to be on to him. I was like, there's no way they don't know he's trying to turn those two against each other at this point.
I don't know if they ever were on to him, but Bran, again, can see and know everything. So
right.
That was pretty cool. They, like, killed him with the weapon that he started all of this drama with. That was really cool.
Because he hands him the knife, and, like, this is the knife that you said belonged to Tyrion Lannister, but it really belonged to you, and then they slashed his throat with it.
They're like, bye.
I hate it, too, because I always kind of liked him. I mean, I know he was a terrible, terrible person, but
he's snakier than Taylor Swift.
Abby, nobody is snakier than Taylor Swift. Come on. The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now because she's dead.
So is Lord Baelish.
All right, Rick, my favorite conversation, I think, of the season, right near the end of the episode there, Sam Tarly and Bran Stark. And,
yes.
Sam comes in. He's like, oh, Brandon, so good to see you. What have you been up to? What have you been doing outside the wall? I'm the Three-Eyed Raven. Oh.
I became the Three-Eyed Raven.
He's like, oh, well, congratulations. That's cool. I don't know what that is.
That was my favorite because he wanted to, like, be happy for him, but then he realized that was gibberish.
It's like, what happened to you north of the wall? I became the Three-Eyed Raven.
You're a crazy person.
Okay.
Is that a good thing?
Well, my favorite, though, and I wanted to go back because you guys were talking a couple of weeks ago about the whole timeline from Jon Snow and when they went out to the Beyond
yeah,
the Wall.
Right.
Didn't that guy leave the Citadel at the same time that Jon Snow was, like, talking to Daenerys?
Yeah.
Like, they've already went out and fought White Walkers and brought them all the way back to Cersei and gotten all the way back home, and
oh,
then
yeah.
he's just now showing up in Winterfell? Like,
yes! And his kid
okay,
is still a newborn.
I'm starting to see what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
They did, like, a year's worth of journey in the time it took him to get from the Citadel to the
right.
Winterfell.
Yeah, and Sam's timeline has always moved slower than any other character for some reason.
Don't get me started on that baby.
Right. He's still a newborn and it's fine.
Still a baby.
It's been 6 seasons.
But we still love
Bran
Sam.
Bran will have grandchildren and that thing will still be crawling around.
How about that interaction early in the episode when they all get to the summit there at King's Landing and the Hound and the Mountain confront each other?
Oh, yeah.
You thought that was pretty cool, didn't you?
You know I love Clegane.
Yes.
And he's like, look what they've done to you. You look even worse than I do. I was like, boom.
I was thinking, is that true? Does he look worse than you? I don't know.
I loved that the Hound and Brienne had their awkward, you know, split parenting of Arya. And she's like, don't worry. She's a great murderer now. And he's like, that's my girl.
as if they were divorced parents.
Right.
Like,
you know.
What did he say? Like, are you looking out for her? The only people that need looking out for is people on her list. Or
that's
looking
right.
out for is people that wrong her.
Yeah, and that's true. Just ask Lord Baelish.
Right.
Rick, also want to point out that you and I were on to something about a month ago with Theon Greyjoy, who had the most heroic act of the episode.
Yes.
We've been saying all this time that he has a purpose, and he is going to be a hero at some point. And he took a big step this week when he beat the crap out of some random guy on the beach and declared that he was going to save his sister.
And I laughed out loud at that point. Like, it was, I think Game of Thrones has a little bit of an immature sense of humor, just like we do. But I was like, this is amazing.
Just like Rocky Balboa in Rocky One, he would not stay down.
No.
Is this something he can do? Can he go and rescue her?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, he's tried to do things like this before, and they have failed every time.
Well, here's my question. Is Arya going to care about his redemption? I mean, everybody's, like, on board with this guy finally getting it together and fighting on the right side, but Arya's probably just going to kill him.
That anyway. Is a good point.
I think once you're on the list, you don't get off the list.
No, that's true.
That's very true.
Has anyone ever gotten off of the Arya list before?
I don't think you get off the
Arya
list.
Is the Hound still on her list? Because wasn't he on
yeah.
there?
Yeah, I remember one episode where she was like, this is a list of people I'm going to kill, and she was reading off names, and then she said, the Hound, and he's like, oh, no.
She pretty much left him for dead, though. She didn't
yeah.
finish him off, but I think she
right.
thought he was dead. I think yeah. she just didn't. I think she left him for the buzzards. I don't think that was a mercy act. I think that was probably evil.
It was.
I think she did that to be more cruel.
Right, because he was like, please kill me, and she's like, nah.
Right.
And the other Greyjoy, Euron, that was an interesting thing that happened there where he just left the summit. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going home. Forget this. I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cersei at the end of the episode reveals that was all a trick.
Right.
Why is she partnered up with this guy? He's awful.
He's the only one who likes her anymore. She has no allies left. And so he's mm-hmm. the one who's
Pretty
like, much. He's like, let's go, girl. And she's like, okay, we're in.
Jaime Lannister is going off to fight White Walkers and zombies by himself, or I guess
yeah.
join up with the rest of the group at Winterfell.
Well, I think he's going to be the one who saves the day in some capacity
yeah.
because he's the only one who knows that Cersei... For some reason, everyone believes Cersei. I'm like, really, guys?
It was a little too convenient that she came out and she was like, yep, okay, I'm on board. I'm joining forces.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ride out tomorrow. And everybody just bought it.
She throws in the part about, you know, I hope you'll remember this one day. So
mm-hmm.
that almost that made it sincere. Like, that
yeah.
almost made you buy it. Because she didn't just say, okay, let's go. She said, you know, and remember this one day. You know, yeah, we'll remember.
No. You guys are way too gullible. She's evil. She's not going to have a
yeah,
change of
well,
heart.
Well, I said that 2 weeks ago. I swore I wouldn't believe a word out of her mouth. But she did have me for about 5 seconds.
I bought it. I was all in. I'm like, okay, here we go. Lannister army
yeah.
is going to ride.
I don't know why. I guess it's because of what happened to Elena Tyrell. But when Tyrion was giving her wine, I was
oh.
looking and I was like, did he put poison in there? But that was just to show that she was pregnant, I guess. So maybe she's had this whole thing where she's like, I just want my family to rule. And now
yeah.
that I have a chance, why would I give it up? But is she even pregnant?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
was that a thing in those days, though? With I mean, I know the time is actually fictitious, but I mean,
right.
it kind of resembles a real time and place in history.
Good point.
Yeah.
Was that even a thing where you couldn't drink wine when you were pregnant?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like she has done this whole thing to draw Jaime in,
mm-hmm.
And it didn't work. It backfired on her. Jaime left. And also, you remember, I don't know, several seasons ago where she got the prophecy from the old woman that said,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have 3 kids and they're all going to die.
Yeah.
Well, she did, and they did.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense that she would have another child. I don't think her plan is that bad, because what she's saying is, I'm going to sit back and let you guys fight the army of the dead, and whoever survives that is going to come at me, but they're going to be extremely depleted.
That's true.
I mean,
which is her best shot, because as we've said, as it stands now, she doesn't
yeah.
have a chance in hell.
Yeah, so maybe Daenerys and Jon win the battle, but
mm-hmm.
they show up with one dragon and half the army they had. And
a new baby that's also incestual.
And they're all in love. They're on their honeymoon.
And then he figures out that he's the true heir. I also loved how she gave the order of who she would kill first. I thought that was funny.
Oh, yes.
It was what? It was Daenerys, mm-hmm. then Tyrion, and then Jon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, in that order. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you can kill whoever you want.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she literally said that. After that, just kill them all.
At the end of the episode, you've got the ice, fire, dragon. It wasn't what I thought. I thought it was going to be ice, but I guess it was some kind of blue fire.
Oh, I thought it was ice.
It was ice.
Was it ice?
I couldn't tell. It was ice. It had a reddish scent to it, but it was definitely knocking down the wall.
From what I understood, that was going to be the end of the episode, was all the White Walkers coming over the wall, but instead they just took it down, which is way more efficient.
You're like, are they going to use the ice to go over the wall? Is the dragon going to... We talked about the dragon flying them over. Then he shows up and not... I was like, well, this seems way more efficient.
Right. We didn't think about the easiest way to do it.
It's all about just knocking the damn thing down.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody gave them some good advice. I mean, you're all about adding people, so you're probably like, at Night King, just knock the wall down. It's not this difficult.
Well, and he knows how to fly dragons, too, apparently. He just flies in.
Oh,
it's like, what up, Steve, on his dragon? And
we talked about that last week, how he needs a name. We can't just call him the Night King. He needs to be Brad or Steve. I like Steve.
Yeah, Steve the Night King. Well, the other, and this goes back, I don't think anybody else agrees with me on this, but you can tell that Game of Thrones doesn't have the highest production budget sometimes with things like that. I didn't think it was very well animated with the...
I think that's why we couldn't tell. It was one of the worst that they've done.
Right.
Now, I felt like the previous two battles with the dragons looked really good.
Right.
The CGI was really good. Yeah, this one, I noticed that too, watching it. It looked a little silly, but I mean, by this point, I'm in.
Right.
You know.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, they could have Jon Snow's cave drawings be the episode, and I'd be a...
As long as his butt's in it.
At Jon Snow's butt. At Queen Cersei. So we got to wait only now about 2 years to get another episode. What is going on, HBO? Can we not put these things out a little faster?
I mean, they did such a good job with this season, though. If it takes them that long, I'm like, I think I'm okay with it. And football season starting, so we have something to look forward to on Sundays.
I think we're going to be two football seasons before we get another Game of Thrones. I mean, they're talking about early 2019.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, really?
I hate to break it to you guys. Maybe we've all forgotten what's going on by then, but my plan is to go back, and I'm serious about this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back and watch every episode from the beginning and watch them all again, because I feel like there's so much stuff in there that I didn't remember correctly or I'd forgotten about. There's so many characters that I don't remember at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the next season already, and I'm looking forward to Saturday, Georgia football.
Whoop, whoop.
Dogs versus Appalachian State. I'll start with you, Rick. Who you got?
Oh, that's too easy.
Too
Hopefully
easy?
I'll be there. I'd have to say Georgia by 30.
No, come on. Y'all are crazy.
Actually, I like App State. I like App State a lot, and they're not just your run-of-the-mill team for that division.
No,
but
this is no pusher. All right, Abby, what do you got?
I think Georgia, but I think it's going to be a lot closer. Mm-hmm. I think that we're going to come out strong, but App State is a tough team, like Rick said.
I'm going to the Notre Dame game, so I'm holding on to hope that they just come out looking like they can kill Notre Dame.
Yes.
I want to see that this week. So
it would put a little damper on that trip if we lost to App State.
Okay, why do you have to talk about that?
No.
I was doing fine.
I got Georgia winning also, but you know, Vegas has us as a 14-point favorite, so I think it might be even be a little closer than that.
I do too.
I got like maybe a 10 or 11-point win.
See, I'm saying 3 or 7. I think it's going to be close. You hope for the best but expect the worst. Mm-hmm. That's how I have to be, because I'm probably going to have heart failure by age 25 otherwise. So
because of Georgia football,
yes.
Let's not do this next week because we'll all be in Chicago.
Okay.
Unless we all want to do this from Chicago.
Ooh.
Actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'll say...
I'm not sure anybody will be able to understand what we're saying, but...
Go Dogs!
I say we get back in 2 weeks, and Rick, you and I can talk about American Horror Story, which is back next week, and Fear the Walking Dead, which is back on September 10th. We got plenty of good stuff coming up. We don't have to wait until 2019.
That's when I'll be back.
Yeah. Abby, we'll see you in January 19.
We'll look forward to it.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.